All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Greg Reed with us, and welcome to the show, man.
Absolutely, dude. I've been looking forward to this.
Awesome. Pumped to have you on. The first one I got for you so we can get to know you. What is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Well, for those who don't know me, I'm an author, speaker, filmmaker in San Diego. I've been published in 78 books, 45 languages, and been published all around the world. And the underlining, I guess, messages for me is about seeking counsel and ignoring opinion. And what that means is you surround yourself with people that are getting the results you want and stop asking all your family, friends who've never even attempted to do what you want to do for their insights. If we would spend our activity only seeking counsel from people that know what they're talking about, that's the day our life would start changing.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. And then what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
Well, again, I think the key to writing books, especially in that industry, is you don't have to be a great writer. I mean, I got a D in English. I can't spell. I can't read. I got dyslexia. So what I did is I hired the world's best ghostwriters and copy editors. So I'm full of crap. I'm a great talker. So they would take my message and deduce it into a way that the audience would actually want to read it. So you work your strengths and you hire your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. And then if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
That we are a reflection truly of the people we associate with the most, and our income, attitude, and lifestyle is the average of the group. And even though maybe we hang in a group that, you know, isn't uplifting or encouraging, the fact of the matter is other people are watching to see who we're hanging out with, and we are judged accordingly. If you hang around people that are winners, you are perceived, and eventually you become one too.
And then, so now kind of going down a little bit of a different path, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Well, it's funny. I own a brand, thesecretofhappiness.com. And it's so funny. I've been going a life's journey on this, and I realized the secret of happiness truly is a moving target. There is no such thing. It's only the definition in which you give it. So if you wake up first thing in the morning and say, man, I'd be happy if I could sleep in for an hour, well, that gives you happy. And then once you wake up and go, man, I'd love a great breakfast, that would make you happy. Boy, if I can get to work with no traffic, that'd make me happy. So the whole idea is that happiness is a moving target. And as soon as you understand it's okay for those to be changing, it is truly about the journey and not the destination, that's where the happiness sets in.
Dude, that's big. I like that. Okay. And then what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from it?
Well, back to the happiness. There's a guy, Abe Lincoln, our president, and he had a great quote. He says, people are as happy as they make up their minds to be. And to answer your question, my favorite all-time book outside my own would be The Ultimate Gift by Jim Stovall. Unbelievable book on the power of mentoring and kind of getting a swift kick in the butt once in a while, where you get someone that tells you what you need to hear and not always what you want to hear.
Yeah. Well, dude, listen, we crushed it. Thank you so much for coming on. The last one I got for you, where can our audience best connect with you online?
Oh, Instagram. Go to Instagram, Greg S. Reed, and you'll find me there and follow or direct message me anytime you want. If I can be of contribution, the answer will be yes. Hey, keep on doing what you're doing, man. You're kicking tail, inspiring lives. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.